We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and shuffling in some other guests here for our second segment with Fort Riley. And we're going to be talking about the Hassford Tour of Homes. I'm going to have you guys just scoot the microphones a little closer to you there. We have two guests in the studio. Christy Shako, is that right?
Yes.
All right. And what's your title there?
I am the Tour of Homes board member. And yeah, board member.
I'm okay. And Victoria Rios Furlow is my other guest. And what's your title?
I'm the co-chair.
Very good. Well, you're both with the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, also known as HASFR. That's the abbreviation there. That's probably easier for me to say from now on. but the tour of homes, that's always a great opportunity here for the public. We always love hearing about this. Starts in just a few weeks in December, huh?
Yes. So Saturday, December 4th from 4 to 8. And registration is at the Custer House.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about this year's tour of homes, Christy.
So this year we're going to have the CG's Color Guard stables. That's very exciting. We've never had the stables on any tour, any of our tours. So that's an exciting. We're also going to have Quarters 1 and Quarters 100, as well as Pershing Avenue. Pershing Avenue has never been on a tour of homes.
Really?
Ever. So this is the first time. Well, we're also going to have St. Mary's Church, and that's super exciting as well.
Very cool. Tell us, what does it cost, and how do you get tickets?
So the cost of it is, a pre-purchase is $10 at the Custer House once you get there. If you choose to buy your tickets there, it's $12. You could also buy your tickets on www.fortrileyhistoricalsociety.org to purchase tickets.
Okay. And as far as limitations, are there any limitations here?
There is limitations going into the houses. It's 10 people at a time. Of course, you wear your mask, your face mask. Mm-hmm. So 10 people at a time, you can go at your own pace. So you can start from whatever house you want that is on that booklet.
Okay. And speaking of the booklet, how do you get a hold of that?
So the booklet is something that you will get in you check in registration at the Custer House.
Okay, very
good. You'll get your ticket and your booklet.
So you mentioned some of the new things on the tour. How many homes are included in this year's tour?
So this year it's going to be 13 homes.
Okay.
And that's not including the CG's Color Guard stables and the church.
All right. Victoria, I'll bring you on here a little bit. As far as preparation goes for this, what's kind of the weeks leading up to?
Oh, my goodness. So you have to take into consideration that you have 13 homes that are being used right now by private military citizens. And so we have to first let them know you're on the tour. Then they have to get everything ready as far as preparations, inside, outside. We have to find volunteers for docents who are the greeters, or they're the people who walk you through the home. Sometimes they give history, little snippets of history tours as to who lived there, what happened there, why is this home on the registration. We also have to have coordination between St. Mary's Church and the decorations involved, and a greeter and a docent there, and then the Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard stables. We also have to have the animals. It's a live stable. It's been in use. And so we have to make sure that the animals are okay, the decorations are fine, who is going to, set up and break down after that.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Sounds like it. For anybody who comes out to this, is this a guided tour? Or I guess with the docents, probably not.
So it is not a guided tour. Like I said before, you get your booklet and you get your map, and you can start at however you want. If you want to start from Pershing Avenue to Sheridan, I mean, whatever you'd like. What we do suggest is that after the tour of homes, if everybody can go to the CG's color guard stables, that would be good because we will have concessions there.
Okay. So end up there for sure. Mm-hmm. As far as if I want to bring my whole family, is this something you can do with the whole family?
Yes. If you have a baby, we prefer carrier, no strollers. We're not allowing anyone under the age of 10 and younger, unless they're babies and they're in a carrier.
Okay. And that's probably just out of safety.
Safety, things. Yeah. Yeah. Basically safety and I don't think children want to wear face masks.
Yeah. And booties.
Yeah. And booties.
There you go. That's I can understand that. Absolutely. If people want to get some more information, where do they go to find that?
So you can go to our Facebook page. It's the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, or you can go to our website, www.fortrileyhistoricalsociety.org.
Okay. And again, for those, since it is open to the public, how do people who don't have a DOD ID card get on post?
Okay. So visitors who do not have DOD IDs, if you can go to the visitor center and get a pass there, I think it's near Henry Gate. It is near Henry Gate on exit 301 off of 170. You can go get a pass.
Okay, very good. And then again, Saturday, December 4th, you said it's from 4 to 8?
4 to 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the reason why this is happening here. Obviously, it supports HASFR. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about the purpose of HASFR.
So our intent is to keep our Fort Riley's a hidden gem, and we have a lot of traditions mm-hmm. in Fort Riley, and those are traditions we want to keep going. I mean, this is our 38th year of doing Tour of Homes, and we want to continue that. It's very special to us. Not only do we have Tour of Homes, we have Apple Days, and we have ghost tours, mm-hmm. and that's something that we have been doing for the longest time, and we want to keep that going.
Yeah, you've got like three back-to-back events.
Yes, back-to-back events.
Yeah. Yes. So that's great. And, you know, these are, you mentioned traditions. People look forward to these each year. So does the tour change from year to year then? Do you have new homes on feature?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Every year it's different. We try to keep it different homes, different layouts, different people. Everybody moves, like, every 2 years we have someone new, or every year, CG's every year. So it's someone new and different homes is nobody gets to tour every home. So we try to keep it different every year.
Okay. So from past events here, I'm going to just ask you each your opinion. As far as decorations, what are some of the things that have stood out in the past for you?
Excellent question. We're both brand new.
Oh, okay.
We just moved here.
Yeah,
oh, really?
We moved.
Okay.
We just moved. I know from the past, from pictures, yes. People don't only show your house nicely decorated for Christmas. People have a lot of stuff in their homes that have either been passed down to them or they have brought from overseas, and it's very special to them. So it's not only a Christmas. It's mostly their furniture or their whatever has been passed down to them.
Sure.
So.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun here. And I think that's neat. So you get to see a lot of family traditions there through the years passed
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's cool. So if you guys are new here, where are you guys from originally?
Originally born or where we just came from?
Yeah. Well, how about both? We'll start where you came from first.
Okay. I'm originally from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and okay. We just transferred here from Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
It's beautiful here. It's gorgeous. I absolutely enjoy it. We have not had a autumn in 7 years, so this is exciting. The state is gorgeous.
I'm sure. I've heard that from folks who've lived in Hawaii, that when they get back here, they enjoy having the seasons again.
Absolutely. And you boys did not disappoint at all. This is the gold and the browns. It's just beautiful.
Very cool. How about you, Christy?
I came from Fort Benning, Georgia. It's very different here.
Yeah.
I've got to say, love the Midwest. But I am originally from Brownsville, Texas.
Okay, so not too far. Texas, I mean, that's the southern part of Texas.
Yes. South.
Like almost Mexico south.
Yes. So. Yes, absolutely.
Very cool. Well, thank you for both being here. Is there anything else? Maybe you could talk about how people could join HASFR if they want to know.
Oh, yes. I would just like to add that we are accepting donations of unwrapped toys, new, please. And we're helping out our brothers and sisters in Operation Santa, or with Operation Santa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we encourage people to go check out the Fort Riley Tour of Homes. And again, that is December 4th from 4 to 8 p.m. And you can find more information online on the Fort Riley website. Thank you guys for being here.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our program here today. Coming up tomorrow, it is Veterans Day, so we won't have any live guests in studio tomorrow, but we will have some conversations with Manhattan Housing Authority. Colonel Jeffrey Norman and Major Doug Sharp with the 1st Infantry Division going to have an interview that Nick McNamara did last week. And then Vicki James with the Riley County Food and Farm Council will join us as well tomorrow.